Welcome to Widowed Too Soon. This is Michelle Bader Ebersole. I am not sitting with Mark. He was unable to make it today, but I'm actually on a lake, which is super, super fun. Not a lot has happened since the last recording, so I will discuss that with Mark next time. I want to get right into this fun episode. I have a special guest for you. I'm sitting here with my friend Stacy Campbell Waits, and we're actually on paddleboards on the lake. This just shows you can do anything from anywhere. So don't let anybody stop you from your dreams, because here I am podcasting on the lake. So you guys might remember Stacy from episodes 16 and 17, which was Widowed Twice. And I'm actually going to have her share just a tiny bit about herself. And then we're going to get into a fun topic today, which is self-care for widows. So Stacy, how you doing today?
I'm good, thanks. This is fun. This is hilarious that we're doing this in the middle of the lake, sharing the phone back and forth. And my mom-likeness coming out of, oh my gosh, is the phone going to fall in the water? Nah. Do you have everything backed up? Yeah. Anyway, so we're sitting out here enjoying the beauty of the Pacific Northwest and enjoying it. So yeah, if you go back, you can hear my story in more detail. It's actually divided between two because I talk too much, but I am twice widowed. I have three kiddos that are now adults. So I'm now in this new season of empty nesting as of this summer, but my kids are 18, 20, and 21. And I was widowed back in 2006 to my first husband, Ryan. And he was in an accident on a cruise ship and suffered massive brain damage and passed away. And then mom got remarried, did the blended family thing, and married Mark Waits, where we blended all of our five kids together and did life together for about 3.5 years until Mark ended up passing away very unexpected to a rare blood disorder. So I've been widowed since 2016 and just been really focusing on spending time with my kids and, being a single mom, but now I'm in this new season of singleness, of a widowed singleness. And it's very different than the other seasons of that I've been in before. So just really learning how to step into that. And Michelle and I are having fun being out here on the lake, kidless and enjoying the sunshine. And, wanted to just talk and share with you guys about self-care and how you guys take care of yourself. Because it's hard being single and widowed, and especially a single mama when you've got little kids you're trying to run around with. So yeah, that's what we're here to talk about.
Nice. Thank you, Stacy. So it's fun. Stacy and I met a couple, like 2 years ago, little over 2 years ago. Our kids had actually gone to the same school, but we didn't meet until she reached out to me on social media. And she was a widow who really helped me through this journey. So if you are a seasoned widow, know that you're important and you can help someone and you can make a huge difference in someone's life. And so I encourage you to reach out to a new widow because it can completely change the course of someone's life, just like meeting Stacy did for me. So super excited to have you here. We kind of talked together. So Stacy, what does self-care mean to you?
Gosh, yeah, you're gonna be on the spot. We literally pick a topic and now we're like going and jumping in. Self-care, yeah. Look, for me, yeah, it's so many different things. A lot of times self-care for me is me creating space, because I'm relational, I love spending time with my friends.
Mm-hmm,
so having some core people that you can spend time with, to laugh with and have fun, whether that just means getting together for dinner or coffee, free stuff, going for a walk in the park, getting out on the lake. I also try, I can't afford to do it all the time, but every once in a while I will set up a massage where I can go and have a massage. I love to get massages. Or
I don't, but that's good for you. I hate people touching me.
Okay, so here's a topic. This is something you could talk about someday, but it's an maybe uncomfortable one. But to talk about the fact that when you're widowed, like, you're not being touched. I had one of my widowed friends talk to me about that. She's like, I had somebody hold me and hug me and just hold me. And she's like, it had been like 6 months since somebody had put, I felt like I was being held, and because I hadn't had that for my spouse in so long. And so we forget that, how much physical touch is important. And when you have little kids, of course, you have the little kids that will hug you. And it depends on if you're a physical touch person.
Right.
I am.
I'm not.
Michelle is not. I love
to give her
hugs.
Except for with Joel. That's different.
That is so true. With Joel, you are. You're very,
very touchy.
Very touchy.
Like, I can't be near him. Like, if he doesn't hold my hand, I'm like, what's wrong? Why are you holding my hand?
Right. Exactly.
Like, I'm holding something else. Like.
Yeah. But no, for sure. I just think that finding time with friends is really important for me. Finding space to get away and just have some quiet to think, because so often we don't do that.
Yeah. How did you do that when the first time when you were widowed, when you had little kids, how did you make time for you?
Actually, I had people who I was really, really grateful and thankful that people in my community and church would ask if they could help, and they would take care of my kids for a couple hours.
That's good.
Or I got a babysitter. I found somebody that I trusted, or a family member. I didn't live near family. So for me, it was hard. Yeah. It was really hard. I had moved away from all of my family and like literally 10 months before Ryan passed away. So I actually had people come up and stay with me so I could just get out and I could go out to dinner with some friends. I got a part of a mom's group, and the mom's group was great because I could go, even when I had my kids with me, I could go and visit with these ladies, and then it created a relationship, which then we would go do stuff together.
Yeah.
Which was nice.
That's good. Yeah. So what are some things, let's see, like I like running, line dancing.
Line dancing.
That's something we both like. That's something I started after Luke passed away, for sure.
And you don't have to have a partner to do that, which makes it non-threatening to be out there and do it.
Yeah. I loved that. I don't always do it. You're really good about doing it. I don't always get my nails done, but I'm going to do it in a few days. I love getting it done.
But it's expensive to do it all the time. I don't recommend it all.
Okay. I've got an idea. Okay. So there's these nails that are like stickers. I just got some at the fair. What are they called?
They're not
10 nails? No, but they're not press on, but they're stickers. I'm going to put the link in the description because I want you guys to know what they are. And they're like super cheap and they stay really, really well.
They stay for like 2 weeks.
Yeah, they're
great.
Amazing. I've been using them for like 2 years. Yeah. And they are really helpful for if you want to like...
And affordable.
Yeah, if you want to have your nails done, but you are not wanting to spend like $50 every time. Like that's kind of a lot. So yeah, this is fun. I wish you guys could see us. Stacy's like paddling. Like we're sitting on the paddle boards.
With our legs stretched
out. Yes, so that we can like stick together. And then she's paddling so we don't hit the side. But that's what is the best thing. Oh yeah, the trees. About what we do is we love to be authentic. And like this is real. And this is how it works. You know, you can be out on the lake, you can do a podcast. But one thing that I really love about Stacy is her heart for widows. And I mean, like I told you, she completely helped me, and she's helping with the nonprofit Widow Goals, which I share with you guys all the time, that she's able to help with that and do all that. So I really appreciate your heart in that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it.
Okay, going back to self-care. So I'm trying to think about like how I did it in the beginning. I had teenage kids, so it was a little bit different. I was able to leave. It was for me about finding other widows. I found you and Jess, and the three of us really formed this bond, and that was huge for me. So I highly recommend you find other widows in your area. I tell this to everybody. You can look on Facebook. They have groups sometimes by like different states. You can go to meetup.com. Can you think of other ways they can meet widows in their area?
Well, I would also ask if you're in a church, like I would ask if they have like they'll have Grief Share, or another one that I've heard of that does stuff is Pain to Purpose, which is another thing that they do. I would do meetups. They have that. They have Facebook groups all over the place to do things. Also, just even asking your friends and stuff. Do you know of any? And it is uncomfortable at first. Like I remember even the first time I asked you to coffee, it was like, I don't know her. I know we have like a few things in common, but I don't know. And there's just instant connection because we get it.
Yeah.
Where other people don't get it. And you're going to have some people you might connect with and other people you might not. And that's okay. But at least you're trying. Mm-hmm. And you're putting yourself out there because everything else is new, right?
Yeah.
So why would you not try something like this to at least meet others?
Oh, I got another idea. I know a widow who joined a dance team. And I so want to do that. Like a hip-hop dance team.
Oh, yeah.
Like they, and this was before she was widowed, but she was sharing it with me, and I was like, that's amazing. I would love to do that, to find a hip hop dance team and like with uniforms, the whole thing. That would be really fun. I think like dressing up and going out with your friends is really
so fun.
Like it's just fun to get dressed up.
Yeah,
and
you don't get to do that on dates anymore.
Right.
Like unless you're dating. If you're a dating widow and you are doing that, you get that opportunity. But
that's
if you're
a whole
not,
other episode. We do an entire episode.
That's for sure. On online dating or
actually,
in person.
We talk about
no,
it.
We don't need to
talk about
it.
Okay, we won't talk about it.
We don't need to talk about it.
We do have tons of episodes about dating that Mark and I have already done. So that's a whole other story. Let's
so
stick
while
to
you
self-care.
While you were talking about self-care, I was even thinking about the fact that we, like, in the early days for me, I didn't have the time or the space to be able to go out all the time, but what I did do was at night when the kids would go down, I had quiet time.
Yes.
And so sometimes that was just watching a movie that made me cry. Sometimes it was
Hallmark.
Right? Hallmark movies. I know, all the time. But some people don't like those. They like other types. But I mean, whatever fits your need. But I think just finding that quiet space, or asking a friend to come over and hang out with you, or my aunt, she's also twice widowed. She's in an older bracket of widowhood. But for her, she found a book club that she was a part of. And so she's able to connect with other people that way. And that has been really fun for her, to be able to connect with other ladies or other people, to get out, and just so she's not stuck at home, you know, because sometimes people get stuck in that place and they don't want to be. So, but I think self-care is so valuable and so important, because you will be, especially for the moms out there, you will be a better mom when you take care of you.
Yeah.
And then you're better for your kids, or for your family, or for your, even for your friends, or your workplace, whatever it looks like.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, I'm passing you off.
Okay, she's got a paddle, so we don't hit the sides. So you guys know this. I've said this a million times. My counselor taught me this years ago when my kids were little. She's like, what are you doing for you? You've got to put on your own oxygen mask before you can help those around you. So I want to ask you, listeners, what are you doing for you today? If you don't know what you're doing for you, I want you to sit down, take a couple minutes, and just figure out something. It might be a bubble bath. I love baths. That's one of my favorite things.
You used to do that like every night,
yes,
remember?
Yes, I did. Yes. It was something I, like, literally every night. Now I'm married and hang out with Joel in the evenings. But it was definitely during my single period, it was something I did a lot of. And it is something that I do spend a little more money on. So there is a difference in bubbles, I learned. So back in the day, I used to just do like Dollar Tree, blah, blah, blah. No, and there's not good stuff in it.
Yeah. Well, Epsom salts, because it's
actually, I love good. Epsom salts. So that's one of the things. And then Bath and Body Works has the best. Okay, so it might be not be the best ingredients, but they are luxurious bubbles. I went to visit Deborah one time and she had it, and I was like, oh my gosh. I get them on sale, so they're like $9 instead of $18. But anyways, those bubbles are so luxurious. They're amazing. That's just side note. We're not getting paid by any of these things we're talking about. We're just giving you things that we liked. But anyways, I want you to take a few minutes, and I want you to say to somebody, or write it down, this is what I'm doing for me, because I want you to take care of you so that you have something left for your kids or other people that you're around, and just for yourself. And definitely, I did a lot of, and I still do, but I'm just thinking more in my single period, like a lot of worship music alone.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's huge. I went to this grief retreat, and I remember the woman who helped me and prayed with me was like, God just wants you to know you need to play worship music all the time in your house.
Oh, yeah.
And like, just fill it with it. And you know what's so cool? My son, who's 15, is now in this worship phase, like worship music phase. He takes baths for like 2 hours and plays the loudest worship music in the bath. And I love it.
He was watching you, or listening. Yes. He was definitely listening to you.
Well,
knowing, see, you modeled that.
Well,
you modeled self-care.
Yeah.
Him.
Also, his dad, Luke, only took baths because he was missing a leg, and so he couldn't take showers. And
sense.
So they grew up with, but they never, they like didn't take showers for years. Now Hayden, when he went to college, started taking showers.
Yeah.
But like all of them, Haley too, baths. They all take baths.
Aww.
So they all do that, and they all love it.
That's cute.
They bring music in, they get special bubbles, and like Haley loves the bath bombs, and
very sweet.
Yeah, so we all like that in our family. That's kind of a thing that we love. But I want
yeah,
you
I
to
love music.
You know, yeah, worship music. I remember it being the middle. Hold on, hold your thought.
Yeah.
I remember it being the middle of the night and just dancing around my bedroom and just singing to God. Literally, yes, jumping, like, just literally so, like, when God becomes your only thing. Like, sometimes I actually look back at that time and I was closer to God then because he was all I had. And I need to get back to that place. But when you're widowed and you literally have nothing else, like, I clung to God so much. And God has a heart for widows and orphans. And, like, I felt his presence so clearly and so strongly back in that time. And I look at that, I didn't have other distractions, you know. And so, you know, I'm just speaking to myself right now. Like, I'd love to get back to that. But that was something huge for me, having the worship music. Yeah, watching movies, Hallmark Channel. But there is a difference, and we've talked about this before. Stacy knows what STIRBs are. They're short-term energy-relieving behaviors. So there's a difference. So we're talking about things to take care of yourself, but when you do these things in order not to feel, that's when it becomes dangerous, and it stops you from grieving. And so you want to make sure whatever you're doing, it's not because you need to think about why am I doing this. If it's just like, I need a break, I need to take care of myself, that's good. But if it's because you don't want to feel, then that's a whole other story. We don't want to go into that.
Yeah.
Do you have more ideas for self-care?
Yeah, I do. I was just even thinking as you were talking about worship and about some of the things you were sharing is car rides.
Like,
I loved like to go for road, like little drives.
Okay.
listen to music, yeah, blare music, scream out music, sing it out, whatever, and be able to just go for drives. And I love it. My kids do that too. It's really fun. I love that they do that. Yeah. And in that, so like actually as you were talking and sharing about that, it made me think of, as you were talking about how close it makes you feel with the Lord in that time. So actually like 2 weeks ago, I was at a place where my daughter was, my youngest was over in Hawaii, and she was at camp, and I was totally having a moment where I was like, one, I wish her dads were here. I know it sounds funny when I say dads, but she did have two. just to like celebrate what she's doing and stepping into this calling that God has for her and everything. She was over at the YWAM base over there, if you're not familiar with Youth with the Mission. But she was over there for camp. But I was just like, I had this different view of the Lord being our Father. And you know, I know God is our Father. Like, we know that, right? Like, God the Father, we know all this stuff. But for some reason, I was like, I was worried because I hadn't heard from her, and I was doing the total mom thing, wanting to control things that I can't control. And I just remember thinking, you're her Father. Like, you're the best Father. You already have this plan. And this is the cool part of the heart of God, is that He is the Father to the fatherless. He has this special place in His heart with our kids that other, that I know He loves us all, right? And there's, it's an equal thing. But I guess in my little widowed mind of thinking like, but my kids are special. Yeah. Your kids are special. And thinking about the fact that God has a plan for us as, yeah, as women, and also, and men, whoever is listening, because I know there's men out there too. But yeah, as He has a special plan for us, and He cares for us as a father. And I don't know what your father was like in here on earth, or if He's here or He's not, if He was a good father or not, but your Father in heaven adores and loves you and wants an intimate place in your life where you can talk to Him about anything and everything. And then I just had this beautiful picture of my girl being over in Hawaii and thinking that the Lord God, her father, and her two dads, who both love Jesus and I believe are in heaven, just like, if they could, not to say this is not a theological discussion at all, please know that, but I just had this sweet little picture of them up there cheering on Tessa with where she's at and what she's doing, and that she has these dads that love and support her and have her best interest at mind. And that's not just, you're His daughter, you're His son, and He loves you just as much as He loves each and every one of us. But lean into that and cry out to the Father on those road trips and on those drives or on whatever it is, yeah, that you're doing. Because that's what I was doing in that moment. I was on a drive. Yeah. I was listening to worship music, and it was this conversation that I just started having with God. And it was so sweet and beautiful. And I think that's even self-care.
Yeah. I think it's beautiful. And I've actually thought of that a few times as I'm thinking, you share that with me. And I was thinking of Hayden going back to college and worried about the things and what you said to me, that He's the Father. He'll take care of them even more than we can. So I was like, okay, you've got this. So I want to speak a little more to running and what that's meant to me. So when Luke was sick, actually I started running, I don't know, when my youngest was like two or something. And then I never ran, like I'd ran a couple miles here and there. I did soccer, but I never did like long distances. And then I ran a 5K, then a 10K, then like a million half marathons. And then I was like, I'm ready for a marathon. It was challenging myself. And then when Luke was sick, it was like my one thing I would do to get away and like deal with everything. And then it was actually during a run that I felt God spoke to me before Luke's cancer came back. And He was like, you're going to go through something and I want you to do it publicly. And I was like, what? I had no idea. And that it was going to be Luke's cancer. And that's why I was so public about it. And I know that our story touched so many people and continues to, through, they've been watching our lives since then. But for me, running is just a place, like I do a lot of learning. I listen to a lot of podcasts, but then I always feel like I hear God say, turn it off and just talk to me. Mm-hmm. And so I learn so much during those times. And so I challenge you to find your special place for that. Yeah. It may not be running. Maybe it's walking, like getting out in nature. There's something, we're sitting in the middle of this beautiful lake. Mm-hmm. Like there's something about being in nature that is so healing. Yeah. I highly recommend you do that, but I just want you to find your thing, you know, find your thing. And I get so rejuvenated being with friends. Like that is something really, really big to me. Find your tribe, find your people who are going to support you through this journey and who get it. And yeah, it's just so important to take care of yourself. And I think that means finding a good church too, that can support you, and a women's Bible study, or men's, if I've I forget sometimes. I know we have been listening.
I know, and Mark's not here.
Right. So normally, yeah, he's going to listen to this and he's going to be like, what? Where's the men's perspective? But we have like, I think it's like 90-some% women. So men, if you don't like this, you can tune in on out. But okay, men, you need to take care of yourself too. You do. You do. You know, and sometimes that's...
tell us what that looks like.
Yeah. And sometimes that's like enlisting people to help you. I know Mark has talked about what was overwhelming for him was grocery shopping.
Yes.
Making appointments for the kids,
yes.
You know, and so he has now like learned to do that. But that's something where you can enlist somebody to help you with that, because that could be definitely overwhelming. For me, it was like definitely all the men things like that I didn't do, lawn mowing and, you know, all the stuff. Thankfully, I had my brothers and dad around who helped me with everything. Like right after Luke died, they were at our house helping us like do all the stuff in the backyard, and I'm so thankful that I did have family. I can see how that would be so hard for you.
Oh, yeah. It was really hard.
So we've talked about when your kids were little and you were widowed. What about the second time? They were all teenagers or
yeah.
not?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So what are some things during that time?
Okay. So first time it was 1, 3, and 5 when I was widowed. And then second was 11, 13, and 15. So yeah, totally different scenario. And even that physical touch part, right? When my first time around, my kids were physical. They needed me. They needed me to hold them and like hug them. Second time around, they didn't need that. They didn't want that. And so that was a shift for me. What did I do for self-care? I had more space and time because they could stay home alone where I could get out and go out with friends, or just even go for a walk or whatever. And, you know, as Michelle was saying with the running or walking, it is so important to move your body. Exercise is really important for healing because we need to be able to get those endorphins like going and be able to help get rid of all of that. So, exercise is a big piece of self-care because you'll feel better.
Yeah.
I know for me, when I get in my little seasons, even still, you know, 5, 6 years, what is it? 6 years out? Like, oh, crud, we need to row.
I row. You
row. Okay. That if we get in little seasons of like depression or little, and it's not even like depression, like you're sitting in your room in a dark room. I just mean little spots where it's hard, right? Or we're going through celebrations and we need to be able to find a way to get out of that so we don't get stuck. What did it look like differently?
I mean, it might have been kind of the same.
It was the same, but they were older. But I, even when the kids were younger, even doing self-care with my kids was okay to me because I was doing something that was fun for me too and them.
Yeah.
But then when they were older, I could go out on my own and do things. And now as I'm doing it as a single person, it's even more different because like the other day, you guys, for the first time in all these years, I went out and did paddleboarding by myself, which on the lake, which some people really enjoy going. I went to the movies by myself. And it's like one of my widowed friends and I, my friend Ernestine and I were talking about that. And she's like, oh, I did it. And like, that's the thing about having other widowed friends or other single yeah. friends around you is you can champion each other on of like, you did it. Good
yeah.
job. Where it might feel weird to say that to a married friend because they don't quite, they want to get it, but they don't get it. And I still tell Michelle sometimes, even though she's married now, I still will tell her because she does get it and she's been there. But yeah, no, it does. And it shifts and it changes so much over the time. But yeah, just finding your thing. I would love it if you would share. I would love
yeah.
to know what you do for your own self-care, of what that looks like, what you do for fun, what you do with your kids. Guys, if you're listening to this, tell us what you do. I know weightlifting is a big thing for a lot of people because it helps to like burn energy and like it's just so good for us. But anyhow, some people that's not their deal. So tell us what you do.
Yeah, definitely. We'd love to hear that. And I think it's also, you know, speaking if you have kids, it's important to make sure they get their own self-care.
Yes.
Help them figure out what they're interested in, what they like, what what is their hobby, what is their thing that gives them energy, like what
fills their cup,
makes them feel
yeah.
excited. And so, you know, just helping your kids discover that. And it's fun to see them grow up and see what motivates them, what they like doing. You know, all of our kids are so different. And I love just seeing that as they figure that out and all of that stuff. So yeah, those are some things. I'm trying to think if there's anything else that's important for self. Oh, eating right.
Oh,
that's
well,
huge.
That's huge.
That's huge. We almost forgot like the most important thing.
So that's like one of my.
Let's let you talk about that.
Oh, thanks. Wow. Yeah. Well, I have to say this. I don't know how well you guys know Michelle, and I haven't listened to all of them about eating stuff and Do they understand that you eat more than chicken nuggets now? Like, this is so... Oh, you did. Oh, pizza. No. It was cheese pizza.
Pizza, quesadillas.
Quesadillas.
No, they know. We've talked about...
Okay, you've talked about it.
Now, and yeah.
Okay, well, yeah. So, I have come to find that actually... because of trauma and because of stuff that I've walked through, it has really affected my body and affected my mind. And what we eat and how we eat it and when we eat it and all of that stuff is going to affect how you think. And the enemy is going to come in and try to give you lies and doing all sorts of stuff. But also the fact that what you eat is really important. If you have a friend who's a nutritionist, talk to them. I mean, this is a whole nother episode. Yeah. We could have a whole conversation. If you're interested in that, let us know.
Yeah,
because I was just even talking to her. We were talking about our kids and talking about supplements that we take, supplements that maybe would be good for our kids as we were out here on the water, and some different things that you can do. Really important to detox your body, because our body, if you guys have never read the book or heard of the book, what's it called? The Body Keeps Score. Have you guys ever heard of that book?
One.
It's not a Christian book, but yet at the same time, the information is so valid, because the thing is when you've gone through any type of trauma, accident, injury, anything like that, your body, your brainstem is going to actually hold that trauma. So it's going to have a reaction and a trigger to something else that happens. And so, I mean, there's so much that goes along with that neurologically in our body. And it's fascinating to me. I love learning about the mind and how the mind works and how God created us. But yes, health is a big thing. Food is a big thing. For me, I have found that I really should stay away from sugar. And I mean, if I eat a brownie, I get a headache within less than 5 minutes. It's the weirdest thing, but my body does not like it. I like it. And it's, yeah. And it, like I was saying, it's my stirrup, because I became an emotional eater. Mm-hmm. I wasn't somebody during my grief where I was like, oh, I'm going to go out and drink all the time, or I'm going to have an addiction of something else. But food became a comfort for me, and it wasn't healthy. And it's something that helps me to get my mind off of something. Like, if a bad thing happened, I would stop by the coffee shop and go get a coffee for myself. And it's like, but it was sugary coffee, yeah. But I didn't need to do that. Maybe I needed to process through the thought that was going on, or maybe just sit with something a while. Just because it was hard doesn't mean I can't walk through it and I don't need to stop at the coffee shop and get that and spend money I don't need to spend. So making sure your body has what it needs is really important. Making sure it has the right nutrition, because our soil here in the U.S. is so contaminated. So yeah, this is a whole topic. Yeah, we can't get into it.
I have a great resource that has totally changed how I think about things. So there's this, not Joel, but there's this app called Messenger X, and
it's
completely
so cool.
Free by John and Lisa Bevere. And Joel and I listened to this podcast. It's a podcast through that. You can watch the videos too. And it's called Healthy Living. I'm going to link this down in the show notes. And plus, there's so many great resources on that that app for all kinds of different subjects. But this one was like these great nutritionists talking about all this stuff. And like, we ordered like the stuff that they said that was good. And we have like the no list you shouldn't have. And like, I didn't understand why he was spending $6 on organic milk. And I kept saying, just buy the $3 milk. And then I learned more from this podcast. I couldn't probably tell you everything, but hormones and things and stuff, it's not good. So even my kids the other day, they're like,
it's
why?
It's a preventative measure is what it is.
Yes. Oh, Joel's whole thing is like, you either pay now or you pay later.
So true.
So I'd rather pay now. And so he's like, it's worth spending the extra money on the organic and all that. And I didn't get it before. Now I'm starting to get it because of this podcast.
Yeah.
And looking at ingredients and like all of that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Like, okay, here's a fun story though. So instead of like getting my kids all the junk snacks, I got cauliflower Cheez-Its, and I put them like in this box, a clear container, trying to trick them. They're like, what is that? I'm like, cauliflower Cheez-Its. They're like, are you serious? There's Cheez-Its made of cauliflower.
Slow changes. And subtle. We gotta do it slowly.
Yes. Yeah. They don't like all the stuff that I bought in organic popcorn,
you
like all
to
this
hide
stuff.
In your baking. That's what you.
Oh.
Do.
Well, they don't bake.
Yeah.
That's kind of a problem. But anyways, so I want to link that. But that's really, really important, so that you can feel your best, be your best, and all of that.
The other part is like, I don't know if you realize, but your food that you put in your body, one, are you getting enough water? That's number one.
Yeah.
Are you eating greens? Greens are always good. And proteins are good. But like, are you giving your body what it needs to be able to do the job that God has for you? Because each and every one of us has a purpose, and God has a purpose for your life. And he has a purpose as to why you've walked through. Uh-oh. Is that my phone?
It's your phone.
It's my phone. My phone's sorry. Shoot. Okay. That God has a purpose as to why He is taking you on this journey, and figuring out what that purpose is really important. And when we eat certain foods and we do certain things that don't help our health and our mental state, it distracts us from the purpose that God has for our life. And we don't want that, because we only get one life. We all know right here, right now, life is short. Yeah. And we want to make the most of the days that God's given us. So take advantage of it. Yeah. Take advantage. And I really recommend Messenger X. It's a great resource. Yeah. I was at a conference recently, and John Bevere and Lisa Bevere were there talking about it and sharing. And it was just so good. I love all the stuff that they offer on there. They also do it as a family around the table, conversations with their boys and their daughter-in-law and everything. It's really good. There's a million different resources that are in there. And it's free. Yeah, so it's great. So yeah, link that for sure. And then I'll think of some other maybe nutritional pieces, people that I know that we can tag on there as well, if you have any questions. So anyhow, that's it. We're going to start paddling.
I know, but I wanted to leave you with a verse that John 10:10, we were made to live life and live life abundantly. Yes. Like, we didn't just survive our husbands dying to just sit here and survive until we go to heaven. Like, there's a lot of life left to live, you know, and to live it abundantly and passionately and to thrive. So I'm going to close this out in a little prayer. And then we'll let you go. So God, I just thank you for this time out on the water to share what we've learned. And I just pray for each and every widow and widower listening to this right now, that you would just come and give them comfort and give them the peace that passes all understanding, and just come into their hearts and their minds and be with them and just give them that love that they are in their broken hearts, come to the broken places. And I pray that they will find things that will work for their self-care. And I just thank you for bringing them here today and just bless their days. Amen. And thanks. Oh, Stacey has more to say.
I know I really shouldn't, because she already prayed and it's supposed to be the end. And as she was talking, she's praying, and I was like, do I close my eyes? And I'm like, no, I don't want to close my eyes, because God's creation is so beautiful. Yeah. And he speaks to us through his creation too, of not in like some weird way, but just in the beauty. I would challenge you today to not miss the little things that God's doing and the blessings that he has for your life, because it's so easy to get distracted by the negative things, and he's doing wonderful good things all around us. There's always something to be thankful for. So if you get opportunity to get out in God's creation and to see it and to see how it grows and blooms, and even in the rain, like even the Pacific Northwest of the rain, man, there's so much beauty because of the rain, right? We have to go through the hardships to get to the beauty sometimes. And so yeah, just as Michelle was praying, and just as we've been talking, take care of yourself, get out there, have fun, make memories, live each day to the fullest for God's glory, and just thanks for being with us today.
Yes, thank you. All right. If you like this podcast, give us a little ding, 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. If you've been blessed by this ministry, Widow Goals, there's a link in the description if you'd like to give back. Again, what we do with Widow Goals is we provide podcasts and social media, as well as grief recovery scholarships and local and someday national events. So thanks again for being here, and we'll talk to you next time. Bye.